American forces continue to suffer casualties despite initial hopes that Saddam Hussein's capture would weaken the resistance. Yet American commanders believe they're making progress in understanding and battling the Iraqi fighters. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
No U.S. commander believed for a minute that the capture of Saddam Hussein would stop the bloodshed in Iraq, and it has not. But the dictator's capture did help broaden the picture of just who's attacking coalition troops, aid organizations, and U.S.-trained Iraqi security forces. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, says this intelligence has helped take down more mid-tier guerrilla leaders.
Knocking out the mid-level leadership is the key to success. I mean, if they were to take out our lieutenant colonels and our colonels, we'd have a big trouble too, and that's precisely what we're doing to them.
For example, the 1st Armored Division, which is in charge of Greater Baghdad, captured several mid-level people suspected of funneling money to insurgents. North of the capital, Saddam's capture helped uncover a network of 5 families in and around the dictator's hometown of Tikrit that had been acting as financial and logistical directors for guerrilla units made up of former Ba'ath Party loyalists. General Abizaid says in the last 60 days, U.S. forces in Iraq have vastly improved their human intelligence system to connect the threads on how insurgents are organized and operate.
Understanding people that we have in custody has really painted a picture for us that gives us a lot of clarity on the former regime elements, the way that their cellular structure is built. And our problem has always been one of connecting the information that's available at the lower level and bringing it on up to the top so that we can give better strategic direction to the entire operation. And I'm satisfied it's starting to come together. But I don't want to kid anybody either. There's still a lot of violence ahead in Iraq.
And there are still a lot of missing details of an insurgency that really began in earnest just 4 months ago. Gaps such as understanding just how large the insurgency really is and what kind of regional command and control structure they have, and whether religious and ethnic strife between Sunni, Shia, and Kurds will create new incentives for insurgents. Anthony Cordesman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We don't have a clear picture of exactly who is directing the insurgents, how many there are, or how well we're actually doing to date. 4 months doesn't really give you a clear picture of the strength of the insurgents. And it also is a war which is being fought before anyone knows as yet whether there'll be serious violence or tension between Sunni and Shiite, and whether the Iraqis can maintain broad political unity in moving toward sovereignty and nation building.
Analysts say the U.S. military was painfully unprepared for widespread guerrilla attacks, as well as the broad security and nation-building challenges after Saddam's overthrow. Yet American forces have proved remarkably creative in adapting to a different kind of fight. Heavy armored divisions have had to restructure and adopt more nimble, precise counterinsurgency and intelligence tactics traditionally used more by American special forces. Army units have had to speed up recruitment and training of Iraqi security forces, maintain a complex supply chain, while simultaneously launching difficult civil-military efforts to spread money and aid projects to areas where it will have the most impact in reducing anti-American feelings. Cordesman says those combined efforts have worked to reduce close-range ambushes on U.S. forces.
Unfortunately, that also means more bombings, more attacks with long-range weapons, and more attacks on non-U.S. targets.
Indeed, insurgents using basic combat skills and terrorist tactics learned from decades of covert warfare in the Middle East have moved toward economic and political sabotage. They're going after symbols of progress, lightly defended targets, aid organizations, and those cooperating with the U.S. occupation. Major General Ray Odierno, commander of the 4th Infantry Division, predicts the insurgency will continue to change tactics in the new year.
They will adapt. They've been very adaptive as we've gone through this. I'm hoping that we'll be able to interdict them so they can adapt. But my personal opinion is I see them going to more horrific events, more suicide bombers, because everything else hasn't worked. And they don't have much else left. And we've seen some of that. And what's interesting is they're going after their own people, which in my mind is incredible.
As U.S. officials look ahead to a scheduled transfer of authority back to the Iraqis by July of next year, analysts say political and economic progress, whether Iraqis feel they're moving toward real sovereignty, will perhaps matter more than ongoing counterinsurgency efforts. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.